Sunset Lake CBD is a majority employee-owned hemp farm located right outside of Burlington, Vermont. Before they started growing hemp, Sunset Lake Farms produced cream for Ben & Jerry's. Sunset Lake CBD doesn't use any pesticides or herbicides to grow any of its hemp plants, and they use organic fertilizer and other sustainable farming techniques to ensure the long-term health of the soil and to minimize their carbon footprint. So like all of us, my days are really stressful. By the end of the night, my kids are in bed, I'm taking a minute to chill, but I'm still unwinding. I recently started using the Relax Gummies infused with CBD isolate, reishi mushroom extract, and ashwagandha root extract. I'm really glad I tried these because they really helped me get ready for a good night of sleep, and I really think I sleep better, so I'd highly recommend it. Check out Sunset Lake CBD today at sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code UNDERMINE for 20% off your order. That's sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code UNDERMINE for 20% off your order. Farmer-owned, Vermont-grown, Sunset Lake CBD. Hey listeners, I want to tell you about Music Masters Collective, a nonprofit organization that produces unique music events, providing opportunities for fans and artists to meet and collaborate in an inspired and creative atmosphere. These events give you the opportunity to learn from world-class musicians like the Fab Four, Steve Earle, Richard Thompson, John Scofield, Nels Klein, the Milk Carton Kids, and many more. This June, join the Wait Band, featuring members of the band and the Levon Helm Band with special guests, including Jimmy Vivino, Bob Margolin, Lost Leaders, Chris O'Leary, Cindy Cashdollar, Stony Creek Band, Rob Fraboni, Larry Packer, and so many more at Camp Cripple Creek. This all-inclusive music vacation in the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York promises to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience featuring performances, workshops, jams, comfortable lodging, and superb dining. Visit campcripplecreek.com/undermine to register today. That's campcripplecreek.com/undermine.
Osiris.
We've Got a Band on Osiris Media is a new podcast for Phish fans and their fans. I'm Gabrielle Bluestone.
And I'm James Dell. We're sitting down with some of the band's most well-known followers, celebrities who spend their free time at shows, reference Phish songs in their art, and even slip lyrics into the evening news.
I had a crush on a boy in high school who really liked Phish. At first was like, all right, I guess I'll listen to this band, you in your car, just so I can hang out with you. You know, we had a little bit of marijuana.
I guess around the time that I was working with Bieber is when I went to see my first Phish show.
So I guess that's how people know me in a lot of ways, the guy that cut his arm off. And Phish was right there with me, even into the moment when I pulled that boulder on my arm.
It's just the fact that, like, Trey knows who I am now because of this.
You know, every once in a while, somebody will be like, you were the guy from Harpua.
I was at an MSG show, and someone came up to me and said, you look like that guy who does Phish on MSNBC. And Sam said to this person, like, don't you think he might actually be that guy since we're at a Phish show?
There's like, you know, 25 people every show that, you know, find me and approach me. And, you know, and then I'm tall as hell, too. So, you know, after a show, I mean, I learned, you know, very quickly. I'm like, no more taking drugs.
Coming soon to a podcast platform near you, Undermine presents We've Got a Band, sponsored by Section 119.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty and get the show on the road, you know?
Hey, this is Chris Swinney, formerly of the Ataris and currently host of That One Time on Tour, part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Have you ever wondered what it's really like on the road? The highs can be euphoric, but the lows can be crushing. Join me every week as I chat with industry pros about what it's like living out their wildest dream and, in some cases, their worst nightmare. Past guests of the show include members of NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion, and more. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan, and this is the Corner of Gray Street podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the corner of Gray Street.